worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it. Five. It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
One. And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Fill me with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah, so great.
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysms start.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
All the show's appendages are attached, and thankfully so are mine. It's a freak accident. Welcome to the podcast. Our website is afreakaccident.com, and our email for you to reach out to us about anything at all, literally could be anything. Wow. Send us anything. freaks@afreakaccident.com. Four hosts. I'm one of them. I'm Crisco. We also have Lazy E.
Do you know what Forrest Gump's password is online?
This could be poignant to later in this segment, but go ahead.
One Forrest, one.
Well, he'll be the next person to get hacked. The last person to get hacked, Kara, is here.
Not good.
And Mickey's here too.
Unfortunately,
we got a great show lined up for you. Lots to talk about here in the first segment. First and foremost, though, did want to provide an update because I had talked about this, I think, multiple times now. It's been like here and there the last couple of months. But last week, obviously, it was like the big thing. I was like, hey, I'm going to be getting my arm removed and reattached.
Like a mannequin.
Yeah. I'm like a Mr. Potato Head kind of thing. Yeah, it's really fascinating. You know, now I have rocket boosters in there so I can fire it off at people when they get mad at me.
I'm just picturing that happening.
Yeah. My arm is, my whole arm is now a projectile. But I had my my surgery last Friday, and it was successful. The surgeon was able to get in there and address all the problems. But what was interesting, though, is he found
treasure.
I wish that would have been super freaking cool.
Oh. Rabbit poop.
I don't even know how that would be possible.
What's with the rabbit poop? Because if you found rabbit poop in his arm, it would be like, how did that happen? There's so many other things.
How did rabbit poop get in there?
There's so many other things.
You think, like, you know, a couple of dice, you know, a set of dice, a coin, you know, a dinosaur bone. How do any of these things get in there? But her brain goes to rabbit poop for some reason.
It's lucky, and it has vitamins in it.
Not lucky. In what world is rabbit poop lucky?
I figure if its foot is lucky, it must be lucky all the way around.
No one comes up with a rabbit head and goes, yeah, I have luck.
Or a bag of rabbit poop. It's here, this is good luck, and then smashes it into your face. Like, that's not how that works.
Full of vitamins.
Keep telling yourself that because Timmy eats it all the time.
He used to.
Yeah. He still does.
Maybe. He just hides it from me now. He's out in the backyard looking over his shoulder every time he takes a bite.
So I knew, I at least knew heading into the surgery that the arm had, there was like a lot of issues with the tendons in there. There was tendinosis, tendonitis, bursitis, a lot of inflammation, a lot of like bad stuff. The AC joint was like virtually not there. Like I had talked about that. Mm-hmm. So he goes in there. And the surgery is only supposed to be about 45 minutes. It ended up being about an hour to an hour and a half, I think, because he got in there and he found additional problems.
Uh-oh.
That were a bit more bad than what we had thought. So first thing, the clavicle had fallen
into
the joint.
Wait a second, only girls have that.
No, that's not... That's something totally different.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you're a girl, right?
So is Mickey.
No, I'm not.
No, but you started laughing, so I looked.
Because I knew what you were talking about.
Yeah.
All right.
But the clavicle had actually fallen into the joint. So that was the first problem. So,
what?
Where's all that clicking and popping and grinding coming from in my arm? Well, that's probably it.
Oh.
And then he also found, whereas we thought the MRI, the radiologist, had diagnosed the rotator cuff as having tendinosis, which is like a, an atrophy kind of. It's like a breaking down of the tendon.
Right.
Right. He got in there and he found, no, it's not tendinosis. It's torn.
Ooh.
So I actually had a partially torn rotator cuff on top of, like, basically the AC joint being filled with bone.
Oh.
So that, it was good news that, you know, he was able to get in there and fix all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But it was also, like, when he's explaining this, well, I was still under, like, the anesthesia, the effects of it, when he's telling me all this, and I'm just like, oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah. And then he walks away, and I was like, wait, what? Luckily, he had relayed it to Hello Nurse as well. And she was like, yeah, I don't know how you were walking around with your arm in that condition, because most people with a torn rotator cuff can't even, like, dress themselves.
Wow.
And here I was, like, working and probably for the better part of a year weightlifting with it and doing all sorts of horrendous damage to it.
How's that bragging camp
going? I was going to say, subtle brag.
I have, well, apparently, I have a very high tolerance for pain.
Obviously.
Stuffing it all down, Crisco.
As evidenced by this podcast.
Well, yeah, I do this every week. I have to sit here and endure.
Me.
Yes. Mickey's constant prodding and insults that she sends me in letters in the mail. She's always reminding me of what a failure I am.
I haven't gotten to mail yet. Just text messages. Yeah, you've toughened him up. He should be thanking you for that.
Yeah, I every once in a while I get a crow with a note attached to its foot that tells me that...
Elle would be very mad.
Yeah, you're kind of creeping in on her territory with that. But no, so they went and they got everything. So I have three holes on my shoulder now that, from the surgery. It's amazing, though. Like, they were able to fix all of that. And I mentioned to you guys downstairs, my collarbone is now lower than it was. Like, it was sticking out. It's like, oh, yeah, probably because of all of the inflammation and all the itis that was in there. And now that it's all cleared out, it's flat and it looks normal now.
But did they find the worst kind of itis? Gingivitis.
What?
Don't remember those toothpaste commercials?
Yeah, so I don't have teeth in my shoulder. Maybe
you know what?
Next to the rabbit turds might have been a tooth or two. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Maybe
at this
a baby
point.
Tooth fell down there, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a Mary Poppins bag in your shoulder of things.
Cup of pudding as well. Why not?
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be awesome.
But so it was successful, and I mean now I'm just working on trying to get my range of motion back. I could barely move it the day after. The real weird thing was the nerve block. Because I could not feel my whole arm. And Hello Nurse was making fun of me saying that I had a stroke face because my one eye was a little droopy too after the nerve block. So that was weird. Pain hasn't been too bad. I have not touched those oxys that he gave me.
Mm.
Oh, you could pay for your house with those.
That's very illegal. And I definitely will not be doing that.
And you will not be taking emails at freaks at a freakaccident.com.
Certainly not. That is called conspiracy to commit a felony. I would not be doing that.
Well, we could give them away.
Oh, my God.
10th emailer.
That is also horrifically illegal and now online. Yep. So it's, but yeah. I am not doing it.
We'll write a freak accident on each one.
That's one way to get famous. You're right about that. So I've just been taking the extra strength anti-inflammatories for that and icing it. But now, like you even saw downstairs, like my range of motion is almost to half back again after only 6 days.
That's not bad.
Yeah, no, I'm doing okay. It's sore, it's stiff, and every once in a while there's like a flash of pain, but for the most part, yeah, I got a whole new arm.
Woo-hoo.
A whole new arm.
Yeah. I can't wait to start like lifting small planetoids
on
my shoulder again.
Fantastic range of motion.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll make it fit.
Yeah. The other bit of news is Kara, because she's a boomer and just clicks on every link that's sent to her, you know, by Nigerian princes that offering her small fortunes to help them move things between bank accounts. Kara got hacked.
Yeah.
The radio company that you work for lost all of their pages.
It was because, awful.
Yeah. There's only one I think that made it out, right?
Two of the four made it out.
Yeah.
The worst ones.
So she's like, every single page that she was connected to, right, went down, was gone. Your personal Facebook, your
personal Instagram,
your celebrity Facebook, all of the station Facebooks. The only thing that somehow made it out without incident was a freak accident.
That's right. Untouched.
Yeah, but literally because she's spamming the group chat, screaming, get me off the socials, get me off the socials. And I'm like, I don't understand. She's like, I got hacked. And I was like, I was going to mock you for, like, you know, being a boomer and clicking on links and things
that's
like that. Like,
that's not what happened.
That's definitely what happened. It absolutely is what happened.
Well, it's her Pornhub subscription.
That was what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, with these people,
I don't know what happened. You're not supposed... I would have thought it was her OnlyFans page.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, that made it out okay, too.
Yeah.
All the feet pics are preserved.
Yeah, when Prince when Prince Omar Abdul whatever sends you a link and says, oh, here, baby, here is $4 million for your feet.
You don't
do that.
You open it up. You don't send him your credit card information.
Yeah. Your bank account.
Yeah.
Yeah, your phone number, email address.
The handles
for
every website you manage.
All of your passwords.
It was... But I don't know what the hackers got out of it besides annoying me, because there's no financial information attached to any of that stuff.
They just took down all those pages.
Yeah. So and they didn't even like use them to spam anybody. Like, they literally just immediately deleted my page. So it's sitting there in that limbo of 30 days before it deletes permanently. And it's so annoying. But honestly, all they got out of it was they really, really inconvenienced me because I had to start fresh. And also, like, I'm annoyed because I feel like they were like in my house. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
liked, with all your pictures and videos.
I like the text message that you sent me at the end of the night there, how frustrated you were.
Very annoyed.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
very annoyed.
It was probably some jaded ex, you know, from like 20 years ago or whenever it was that you got married.
Do you know why they...
Somebody's just annoyed. They spent all this time becoming... Yeah. A hacker and developing their cybersecurity skills just to be able to annoy Kara one day.
Do you know why the geometry major broke up with his girlfriend? What? She was obsessed with X.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because an X did it to you.
There is always
oh, no.
always opportunity for dad jokes.
Okay? No. Speaking of dad jokes, totally off the hacking thing, but on Halloween, we went trick-or-treating. We took the kids around the neighborhood, and I was holding a bucket for one of the kids, so I went up to get the candy, and I'm like, hey, I'm trick-or-treating for Paige. And I was like, there she is over there. And they were like, okay, what do you do? And I'm like, what? And like, do you tell a joke? I'm like, oh, yeah, actually, I do tell a joke, because I
had... I was ready for her to say, what do you do? Men.
Because I had one of your jokes locked and loaded, and then as soon as they asked me, I got so nervous, I forgot, and then I was one of those people that goes, oh, what is that joke? Oh,
oh no.
And it was embarrassing.
Old lady syndrome,
yeah.
I had the funniest trick-or-treater come to my house. It was this little girl. I got down low and just held the bucket, and I go ahead, take one. And she just goes... I'm like, maybe you shouldn't have candy. Like, just staring at her, nose dribbling.
Ew. What was she dressed up as?
I have no idea.
You don't even know?
Why would I remember?
Did you ask them? Like, did you
oh,
say,
yeah,
like,
we asked, but I don't remember or... now.
Well, you there was a lot she of was a dribbly nose girl. Anyway.
I just wanted her out.
So I didn't tell the joke. I ended up telling the one about
because you don't know what it is.
And then later on in the day,
you remembered what it
I
was.
I told a joke. It was the one about the ATM. Did I tell you that one?
No.
Oh, guys, I was at an ATM before I came here today.
And somebody hacked it.
And there was a guy standing in front of it on one leg. And I said, what are you doing?
Yeah,
he said, I'm just checking my balance. Oh! Yeah.
She fake laughed and then laughed at her fake laugh.
That's like a less good version of the one that you've told like three
times.
That same
one where I said my first job was at a bank and I got fired because the guy said, let me check my balance, and I pushed him. See? More witty. Straight Jeez. To the point.
I can't imagine how this gullible goofball over here ever got hacked. I just can't possibly put two and two together here. It's a real mystery how those people got those passwords.
Who knows?
Shocker to me, too.
Yeah.
But so I started fresh.
Lazy E, Mickey, does
What's your new password, Kara?
No, I almost did tell you just now.
And that's how easy it is, everyone.
So how secure do you guys feel knowing that this is the person in charge of our social media?
It was
a good day.
When our social media manager is regularly getting hacked.
I've had those accounts
for years. You just told
us
downstairs that it's the second time in like X number of years.
The first time wasn't me. The first time was...
Oh, so you're admitting the second time was you.
I don't know. It might have been. It happened to me. The first time it didn't happen to me. It happened to others in the company. The second time it happened to me. I'm not saying it was me that caused
it. So I want to point out, too, after all of the increased cybersecurity measures that were put into place, the only person in the company still gullible enough to get hacked was Kara.
It's not even... You want to know what? No, it must be. At first, I didn't think it was a hack. I thought maybe I just put my password in wrong way too many times. But it must be a hack now, right? Because of the stuff to the page. So that must be true that I was really hacked. It's so sad. Because I could even see my old account like still sort of on my Facebook. And it's like, I'm going to try it again for old time's sake. And like it doesn't work.
I'm trying to imagine how easy it would be to punch through the wall that surrounds Kara. And I'm picturing like, you know those security questions that they have you ask as like an added measure to protect your password?
Is it bad?
The answer to everything is Timmy. Obviously, that is what it is.
Is it bad when you said punch the wall through Kara? It was like what wall? She doesn't have a wall around her.
Yeah. Yeah, the very lax security. Yeah.
No, nothing is Timmy because that would be very obvious, and I do know better than that.
It's all dog.
No, literally every answer is not Timmy. Yeah. I don't know, but definitely not Timmy. Because that's all she thinks about.
It's true, though.
Well, anyway, I hope your stuff is eventually restored.
Me too, and I hope.
Yeah, you've caused a lot of problems for a lot of people, and there's a lot of lost.
It's bad. Yeah, I don't like it.
But luckily, our social media isn't taken down because we have something to share.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Segway look at King. You.
A bit of news. We teased this last week on the show. I might have said the wrong day last week. I think I meant Thursday, but said Tuesday. I was distracted. I had a lot on my mind.
Well, we posted it.
Yeah. So anyway, the brand new T-shirt is coming, and it is going to be debuting on Thursday, which is the day that this comes out. We'll say that we'll have like a link posted.
So it's out now.
Well, no, it will be out in a couple of hours. I'm thinking like 5 p.m.
Okay.
Thursday. You know, people getting out of work. Oh. You know, that's like the perfect time to really drop that sucker. Mm. You know, a little treat for you. You're heading out of work on Thursday into Friday. You're in a good mood. You see an ad for a fancy new T-shirt.
Buy yourself a present.
Yeah, get yourself a little something, you know?
It's a great shirt.
Yeah, it's basically Christmas.
I've already
seen that stupid PA lottery commercial with the people singing Christmas carols already. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Literally the morning after Halloween.
Wow.
Yeah. It's wild.
I love it. I love Christmas so much.
So do I.
But the new shirt, in case you didn't know, it was already teased on our social media. You've heard Lazy E say this multiple times over the last couple of months.
Sure.
It has become... a bit of very, very entrenched in the show lore.
Yes.
And now it is emblazoned across the front of a shirt in gigantic letters.
Sha. I speak German or something.
I can't wait.
That's what the shirt says.
It's exactly what it says.
It's so amazing.
It comes in multiple colors.
Ooh.
There's like five colors or something that it comes in.
I like the green.
Yeah, the green is cool. That's like the default. Mm-hmm. It also comes in, I think, in blue, black, gray, and red.
Mm.
Like burgundy kind of thing. Yeah, so it's pretty cool. But sizes up to 5X now.
Nice.
Wow.
And 5T.
Ooh.
Yeah, so if you're a tall boy, we got you covered too.
We're the big and tall store.
That's right. Yeah, we got it all shapes and sizes.
I'm going to get 5X, 5T. Just this blanket. That's what's going to be on me, a blanket.
Yeah.
I will say not many places provide that many size options, so quite honestly, we're very concerned for everyone here.
It's
tonight.
Pretty cool.
I'm impressed by us.
Unfortunately, though, as mentioned last week, we did have to raise our prices. Inflation has come for us, too.
Yeah.
Blame Biden. It's his fault. So,
thanks,
you know, it's
Obama.
Blame Obama.
No, the other guy, his friend.
It's the same thing.
It's $21.99, so we didn't up it too much.
That's still fine.
Yeah, $21.99 plus shipping. But you can get it, like I said, beginning at 5 p.m.
Great.
On Thursday the 3rd. So we'll have that link posted on our social media, and we will also have, right now the shop page is down, but the shop page will be back up, so you'll be able to go in there, click on it, order it, yeah.
Ooh, it's going to happen, like, really excitedly.
Do you know what a German's favorite movie is?
Shaw?
Shawshank Redemption. Do you know what his favorite food is? Chinese.
Do you know what his favorite drink is?
What?
Chardonnay.
Oh. I don't have one. Pudding.
What? No, that's what was in my shoulder. My shoulder was just filled with pudding.
Do you know where you can buy the t-shirt? Our shop.
Our shop.
It's a t-shirt.
A t-shirt.
Ew. We don't want a shirt.
I mean, you might get one, though. There's
yeah,
just no
once you see it and you come see it, you're going to be like, oh, my God.
It's so cool. It's amazing. So, yeah, tell your friends.
Little tinkle in your butt.
Little inside joke between everybody on the new shirt. And we were talking, there are going to be more new shirts coming in the near future, too. We're really trying to expand our merch and grow our shop a little bit, so there'll be other stuff coming. We've talked about a Mickey-centric shirt as well, which is just... exactly as boring as you could, you know, conceive.
Yeah.
It's just a plain shirt with nothing on
it. Literally, just plain. Just, you know,
it's brown.
We should
it's
just
a
have
a brown shirt.
We should just get a picture of her with her arms folded, and that's the shirt.
Just staring.
I actually kind of love that better than the original idea that we were talking about.
Oh, boy.
So Mickey can judge you like she judges us.
My item is going to be a disc or something of all the drops that I've said in the past.
Well,
yeah,
no,
there you go.
No, hers is just going to be, we're going to say the t-shirt's coming, but it's never going to actually show up.
Whatever.
I was going to say either that or do one of those murals, you know, where it's like a million little pictures that make like a big picture. Just have like a million different variations of her face with one of her drops like written over it.
Every little energy drink cool. She's drank.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, there'll be more shirts to come in the near future. But yeah, that new one dropping at 5 p.m. on the 3rd at freakaccident.com. Click on shop or just look
shop.
For it on social media.
Shop.
So on the show today, though, because we do have some important business to get to.
Business.
We got a question, cool or creepy? There's a thing that happened. These people did it. Kara is disgusted by it. Mm-hmm. But we'll talk about whether or not it's cool it's creepy. Well, Kara doesn't think it is. I don't know. I may have a different perspective.
Oh, my God.
Top rules we had as kids. Mm. Got a segment about that. The 15 most common lies that we use and things women are sick of being judged for. Mickey doesn't identify as a woman. I don't know what you identify as.
Nothing.
Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Nothing.
Yeah. Just void.
A vacuum.
No, definitely not.
No, her...
Void, yes. Vacuum, no.
Yeah, her and vacuums have a very tenuous relationship these days, as her TikTok has been explaining. So all that and more is on the way in this episode.
A Freak Accent is fueled by Parlor Beverages.
Parlor is responsible for brewing the highest quality craft soda you're ever gonna gulp down, but Parlor, not just soda, it's a lifestyle. They've got rock and roll beverages feeding off the nostalgia of yesteryear with those glass bottles. They're edgy, experimental, and of course they have something for everybody with three, sort of four right now, because there's a limited time flavor available. We've got root beer, birch beer, butterscotch root beer, and right now for a limited time, pumpkin root beer.
Right, so even though root beer is one of the coolest things that you're, you know, going to remember when you try it, that pumpkin, you got to try it soon because it is going away.
Yep.
And, you know, it's something that you are going to absolutely love because it is root beer and it's just got a hint of pumpkin. It's not super strong. So even if you're not like, you know, Kara, a pumpkin lover,
I'll drink that whole
you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And it's still pumpkin season, too, as far as I'm concerned.
Sure,
it is
absolutely.
All the way through Thanksgiving.
Yep.
So stop whatever you're doing and go to drinkparlor.com right now to order the best freaking root beer and some banging merch for yourself. Parlor ships anywhere. literally anywhere in the United States, so they'll come to you wherever you happen to be. And right now, listeners of this show can get a special deal. Use our promo code FREAK at checkout to get 20% off your entire order. That's code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, for 20% off at drinkparlor.com.
Parlor Beverages, drink more frickin' root beer.
Reasons to listen to a freak accident. We always go above and beyond in serving our community. The fact that it's court ordered is irrelevant. It's probably because you think
you're cooler. I'm sure some people think this is cool.
It's interesting.
Some people make interesting decisions. Odd life choices.
Why are you looking at me?
Because this is something that I could definitely see you doing with Motley after he kicks the bucket.
She. No.
He. She. It.
It isn't it at this point.
Right. Aww. Yeah. Motley. She's going to make an oven mitt out of it.
No.
Or something. But there's a family in Australia recently lost their dog. It's a very sad story whenever this happens. It was a golden retriever, that lived a long, happy life. I know, it's already crossing dangerously close to Kara in the golden territory.
I don't like it. I mean, I do like that it lived a long, happy life. That's always bonus.
But instead of burying the dog or having it the cremated,
ashes.
Yeah, whatever normal people do, they had him turned into a bearskin rug.
Well, it's dog skin rug.
It would be that, yeah. So now that old yeller is laying down in front of the fireplace every day.
No, I don't like it.
I mean, I just think it would be a little rough to lay on.
You're the worst.
I don't know. Taxidermy is one of those weird things where, what? Like, sometimes it makes sense if you're, like, hunting certain things.
Yeah, if you're like trying to like have a trophy made of a particularly challenging or notable kill or something.
Right, but the rug, I never understood the bearskin rug. So I'm really not understanding the dogskin rug.
How do they get the head to not deflate? Do they actually
foam?
Oh, foam? Yeah. Okay, I was going to say, do they leave the skull in there?
Wait,
blow it up like a balloon.
Does the skin like last?
They tan it and whatever. There's all sorts of weird.
There's like
stuff
a bunch of
do.
Preservatives that they put to it to make it last. But
I think that would just be so sad because it's like a constant reminder.
Yeah,
that's the thing. That would be the thing for me is I would not be able to look at the rug and not have my heart break every single time I see it.
Yeah,
that and like if you go walk on it, you're walking on a corpse.
Right.
Yeah. These people are not. This is not for me.
Random bear. I would still probably be weirded out by.
Yeah.
But especially.
Not so much.
Yeah, because it's head. Well, it's head.
I might be able to deal with it. Might be. Mm-hmm. Okay. It might be. It's a little bit weird. I think it's tacky. Just personally, it's a taste thing. But not my dog. Absolutely
that,
not
something
that.
Something that you love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I walk past, like, at my mom's house. Uh-huh. Like, we had my dog cremated when she passed away. And, like, you know, they have, they actually put a paw print. They have like the paw print in the thing that's like in like the little concrete thing or whatever, but it's like a memorial for it. I see that and I still get choked up.
Right.
And it's been like close to 10 years that she's been gone now.
Same with my cat.
Yeah. So I see it. I still get choked up. There's no way I'm looking at my dog's corpse laying on the ground and I'm like wiping my boots off on it going, yeah, this is totally normal.
Yeah, I know. You're going to sit on it like and watch TV and eat some popcorn or something?
And what
taxidermist? You got to vacuum it.
Yeah.
And think about that.
Oh, my God.
What taxidermist had a dog come in, well, carried in, and
I want this into a rug.
Yeah, and said yes.
Right?
That's sick.
It's a place near Melbourne. They posted a video of the finished product on Instagram the other day. They said the family wanted him preserved as a pelt.
A pelt?
What?
Yeah, and that
are they
he
the
was,
Flintstones?
Quote, finally ready to head home. To be fair, it's almost like having the dog there with you, kind of, according to this.
No, it is not.
Is it? Kind of?
You're disgracing his body.
His fur is still soft.
Well, you know what's
going to happen
next? When their dad passes away. Dad skin rug.
There
What's
you go.
To stop? What's to stop him?
Where's the line?
Make me into a shower curtain when I die.
Yeah.
Just make sure my face faces inward.
Oh, yeah.
We could balance our razor on your teeth. Shampoo. Just imagine sitting it there.
Yeah, you just put,
shame.
You just put the bar of soap right in my mouth.
Because a whole new meaning to washing your mouth out with a bar
of
soap.
Out of your nose could be another thing where the water comes out. That's great.
Hey, there are no rules. It's the wild, wild west when people die now.
Better idea. You're just the shower. The water comes out of your mouth. You're like, oh.
Ah, the good old days.
But you gotta make sure that my one eyebrow is still kind of cocked and looking down at you.
Definitely. Oh, God.
Always watching over you.
I mean, R.I.P. we could do that now. Just cast your head.
That I was going to say, what, you want me to watch you in the shower? That's really weird. Really weird. I don't like where this is going, and we need to stop it right now.
We could do that now. That like was really creepy.
We could, but
that's
nobody,
not what I meant.
Nobody's going to enjoy it,
but it's what
not
you said.
Even me.
I know it is.
You missed the spot. I want to run it for a test run before I do this before he dies.
Oh, well. No, he's peeing, of course.
Watch your feet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture. I don't like it.
Let me look.
I don't want to see it.
Well, there's like, I don't like it. It just looks like he got flattened by a tractor trailer.
And
like,
it doesn't
look
like they put foam in the head. The head looks deflated. God.
Yeah, that's terrible. I don't like it at all.
It looks like a dead dog.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Well, it looks like a dog got crushed by a truck.
That's terrifying.
Not a fan. Nope. Not a fan. It's not normal.
Thumbs down.
Although reaction in the comments is kind of mixed. The positive, the positive comments, though, seem to be coming from other customers who follow that taxidermist. Which, why would you do that?
Like, what kind of house are these people living
in? I don't get the people that are obsessed with having, like, taxidermy dead things around them all the time. Like, that's kind of weird too, isn't it?
There's lots of them.
I know there's lots of them. It's just weird.
Like, I don't know if it's because I grew up in an area with this around a lot, but I don't mind when they have the deer head. I don't mind that.
One or two is fine. Like, you know, a couple. But I've been to a few friends' houses who have, like, 20 or 30. And I'm like, okay, when does this stop? You literally have designed a whole room for taxidermied animals.
But it's also kind of like, again, I feel like that should be the sort of thing that's reserved for a notable kill. You know what I mean? Oh, I got a really particularly good, you know, 12 points or more buck or something like that. You know, oh, there's so many horns on this thing's freaking head, like it's practically setting a world record. Like, okay, that I could see you want to, like, commemorate, maybe. But, like, every single one that you get, that's weird. I love the ones where they're like, oh, it's just a doe's head on the wall. It's like, what's notable about that? People kill doe, like by spinning around with a sharp stick. Like, it's really not that hard to get one of those.
I mean, you could just take a picture, too.
That's true. Enough people do. They put them on their dating profiles. It's how they attend. They try to track mates.
But, like, the dog.
Yeah. No.
That's
And as a rug. Like, let's not forget, it's not just, like, a stuffed animal dog as if, like, he's hanging out in the house later on.
Yeah.
It's as a rug for some reason. Why don't you... Nope.
What if you got slippers made out of
them? Oh, no.
When my cats die, I'm going to have myself a fancy new pair of house shoes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. You get your dog into slippers and you just go walk outside and be like, what are you doing? I'm just taking the dog for a walk.
this is weird. It's weird. I don't like it.
No, that's just not cool at all.
I mean, but I will say, if you feel like you listening, you're like, what's wrong with it? I don't know. Try and convince us. Freaksatafreakaccident.com. I'm willing to hear your argument. I will tell you you're wrong.
Right.
But I will at least field your responses.
Yeah.
So I will not.
Freaksatafreakaccident.com. But I think we're all in agreement. Creepy.
Yeah, very.
Yeah. Up next, the top rules we used to have as kids.
Oh.
We'll see how many of these actually, like, still exist for kids today.
Check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember, right? Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
I hate kids.
So nice. It's my anthem.
Yeah. This is from YouGov. What is the number one rule your parents had for you as a kid, if there even was one? And did they actually enforce it? Mm. So this is 2 in 5 Americans think their parents were stricter than most when they were a kid.
I don't think my parents were strict.
I don't either. Like, there were like common household rules, but it was mostly like common sense stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't like there wasn't really overt restrictions on what was or wasn't allowed in the house, or you know, it was like, don't do crimes was pretty much like number one.
Sure.
And number two, like, hey, be home at a reasonable hour. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not really strict.
No. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were stuff like responsibilities that I think we all had. I think we've had similar conversations about that. Less than 1 in 5 said less strict. Most people think parents today are less strict, though. 75% of people surveyed agree with that, and over a third think parents should be much stricter than they are.
I think the confusion comes in with the word strictness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I look at chores, and a lot of people, they're like, oh, that's strict. And it's like, no, chores is a learning process for your child to adjust in as an adult. Yeah. When they don't learn that as a kid, they're not going to know it when they turn 18. And then they got to learn at that age, and that's not fun.
There was just a video that went viral of some kid got his first job at Starbucks, and he was like, he broke down in tears on his first shift because he couldn't believe how hard it was.
Sure.
It's like, I mean, yeah, man, get ready for 40 more years of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But according to the poll, here are the top rules that we had to follow as kids. Now, it doesn't specify here the age range of who was surveyed, but I'm assuming it's probably like Gen X and millennial, because that's the people in our age range who are pretty much like having
kids
these
days. Who
know how to
use a computer.
Yeah, like one of my rules was churning butter every night.
Well, yeah. Make the quilts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a couple of my rules. My parents were very strict.
Replace the oil in the lamps so that they could continue burning.
Tell the town yeller that it's time.
So number 10, rules... 55% had rules about the clothes you wore.
Never. I never had a rule about that.
I think my parents may have had a rule about it if I had ever chosen to wear anything that was...
scandalous.
Like, yeah, right? Yeah. But I never really... I think I kind of dressed... like whatever.
I
so
feel
I don't think
like
we had that rule.
Depending on who was bringing you up, that probably is a rule that impacted women way more than men.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm trying to think if that was even like I remember getting to arguments when I was like little, like 5, 6, because my grandmother liked to make clothing for me as in very floofy princess dresses. I did not like.
What?
I would really like to see a picture of that.
Oh, they exist. They're somewhere. I'm sure.
Mickey's
mom,
we know you listen. Freaks at a freakaccident.com. We need Mickey in princess costume.
Yes.
But clothing overall, like, I think the only rule was I had to buy, like, the expensive stuff. Like, when Hot Topic came out with, like, the JNCOs and stuff like that, that was you use your own money and buy those.
Why would you do that and spend money on those?
It was the era.
It was the trend. Yeah.
I
at least got them on sale, so they weren't, like, awful.
Yeah, there you go.
I just want one leg, please. You could fit in the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't think they were. There were probably parents who were more like free spirited.
Yeah.
You know, I imagine your mom wasn't super restrictive. I'm like, no, you're gonna go out like that. I can't see her being that kind
Most
of person.
Most of the time, she didn't have to worry about it. It was the big bulky t-shirts and bulky pants.
But even if it weren't, I can't picture her as being someone who would care necessarily.
Yeah, no.
But, obviously, there are parents who would have been like, yeah, of course, like, you know, no daughter of mine is going to go out looking like that. You know?
Yeah,
so,
right.
Number 9, rules about going to parties.
I didn't have friends that had parties. We just played video games.
Yeah, like ours, we called our parties intimate social gatherings, and it was really only like 6 people, and we'd watch TV and what?
Oh, that's all? Okay. when she was calling
you
it an
had
intimate
TV back then.
Yeah, it's weird. Intimate, black and white, but you know,
intimate social gathering.
Because it was
like,
never.
Thought exactly.
We were weird though too, because we would talk about
philosophy
things. We got a little too into. We were bigger than our britches when we were younger. See, that's how old I am.
Bigger than our britches.
Everybody's a philosopher when they're smoking the ganj.
No, I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm too afraid. I
did.
So much anxiety. If I ever thought I couldn't be in complete control, forget it.
My rules were pretty much like, look, if you're going to go to the party, there's probably going to be alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Don't overdo it. That was like the big thing. Even like underage.
Sure.
It was kind of like just generally understood.
We know it's
like,
going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Don't overdo it. Okay? And if the police show up to bust it, do not get arrested.
Run.
Back to the crime.
It goes back to my rule. Run.
Yeah, right.
Always.
Well, technically, it's not a crime if you're not caught.
Exactly.
I don't think that's the rule.
It's definitely the rule, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rules about driving, 59% had those. Specifically, things like you're not allowed to drive at night or with too many friends in the car. I never had that.
Some of that is a law.
Yeah,
like,
laws.
Under
like when you're 16,
18, I think you can't be out past 11 or something like
that.
It's 10 now.
Really?
Why would it go backwards?
I don't know.
Well, kids are getting a little less mature.
I had a rule that caused me not to get a license till I was 18. If I had sucky grades, I couldn't go get my license.
Oh.
So it was until I was 18 when I started getting good grades when I was a senior. I was terrible at school. I was awful. So I was like the oldest one of my friends.
Yeah.
I never got held back, but I just way my birthday landed.
Yeah.
So I was the first one to reach 16, the last one to get my license.
Ooh.
Number 7 was you had to eat everything on your plate.
No.
65%.
Never had that rule.
I never had that rule, but it would always be a reward, like, oh, you made a happy plate. Still to this day,
my parents never had problems with us eating.
We
were little piggies.
I was gonna say I don't think I had that problem either.
I've never, I generally speaking ate everything.
Yeah,
I do recall like a time or two, like maybe there was like a phase where I was like, oh no, I don't want that. You know what I mean? Like multiple nights in a row, I would leave like a giant clump of something, and they'd be like, all right, like no, you've got to eat everything that's put out. But it was never like a hard rule.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like no, you every time you got to eat. There were times when I didn't finish,
right,
and it was like big deal.
I think my problem was I remember family members would tell me my eyes were too big for my stomach. Mm. So, like, I wanted a little bit of everything, and it would be like this pile on a plate, and I'd be like, eh, maybe that's too much.
This is weird. 68% had rules about smoking. No smoking.
Yep, that was in my household.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't work very well.
Apparently. Yeah, you still don't follow that rule.
Nope.
My parents never had that rule. I just didn't.
Right.
I had a cigar when I was 18.
I never smoked either, but I don't know if it was a rule or if I just didn't do it. I can't remember. It was years and years and years ago.
Well, back when cigarettes were first started.
That was one of those things, like, it was kind of more of like a, you know, I better not ever catch you with cigarettes kind of thing for me. Like, it was heavily discouraged. I mean, which is funny because, like, my mom never smoked, but my dad did. He smoked a lot. But he quit cold turkey as soon as my mom got pregnant with me.
Aww.
So, like, but he, I guess, had, you know what I mean, the experience, and like, you know, there's always that transitional period after you quit where you're hacking up the black gunk and everything
mm-hmm.
else, and it's probably like, look, don't, no, I better not catch you with it. This stuff isn't good for you, you know, kind of thing. There's actually, though, that one branches out. 28% had rules about caffeine.
I never
definitely
had that rule.
Not.
Yeah,
my family was filled with caffeine.
The only thing I could conceive, like, I've been drinking coffee since I was like 12 years old, but the only thing I could think is, like, when you're really little, like, no caffeinated soda after a certain time of night, because then you're going to be bouncing off the walls and not want to go to sleep.
I remember being like 5 or 6 having coffee with my dad.
Right.
Well, like, I had coffee for health reasons because I had asthma, but I do think there was a no soda rule, but it never worked because it was in my mom's house, but I stayed at my grandparents' house most of the time, and my grandparents were heavy soda drinkers.
Uh-huh. 5 is no alcohol.
That was
I mean, when you're, you know, young, I guess, you know, but like
my parents were like yours, Crisco. They knew it was probably going to happen eventually. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't really. I drank twice before 21.
Right.
But they always said, just be careful. Mm-hmm. And if you do, don't leave the house.
Yeah, my parents were more of the you know, the persuasion of, if you want it, I'll let you try it. Let me know what you want. We'll try it together. Like, you can drink it here with me. My dad's biggest thing, though, being that he owned a business where they would actively go against people underage drinking laws.
Right.
Don't you ever do that in someone else's business and embarrass me, because this is a rule that I have here. And that was enough to scare the bejesus out of me. I don't want to embarrass my dad, you know? So that was kind of how that worked.
I remember my dad giving me, like, letting me share his beer with him when I was pretty young. I don't remember exactly how old I was, but like, we used to have a burn barrel behind our house back in the day. So that's probably like a really hick thing to say. I don't know how
I had one too.
I don't know how many people can identify with having a burn barrel, but we had a burn barrel, and like, you know, we
I feel like it's a normal Pennsylvania
thing. It feels to us, but I'm trying to think, like, the people listen to us from all over the world. Like, you know, there's somebody in Canada right now listening to this is like, what the hell is a burn barrel?
I feel like they definitely know what a burn barrel is.
Yeah.
In Canada, yeah, probably. But at any rate, he let me share a beer with him standing out at the burn barrel when I was like pretty young. Mm-hmm. But, like, that didn't happen, like, all the time or even, like, frequently, you know? Or but it was the kind of thing, like, drinking was never really, like, a huge stigma with me or my family growing up. Like, my dad had beer, but, like, he never drank a lot of it or in large quantities. So, like, there was never really a huge stigma attached to it. So, like, when it came time for me to, like, start, like, indulging, I never overindulged. Like, I never felt the need to binge drink because there was never really a negative connotation with it necessarily, other than the law. You know, and that's why, like, I could probably count on one hand the number of times that I've been drunk in my life.
Right.
You know, because it just doesn't, I don't drink to excess. It's just not a thing that I do.
I just don't drink.
Yeah, you don't at all.
I don't like it, never did.
I remember my dad's rule with drugs. He always said to me, he goes, listen, there's going to be a lot of pressure. He goes, pot, who cares? But he goes like this. He goes,
don't do any of the harder stuff.
No, he said, don't do heroin and don't do cocaine.
Sure.
He goes, because they could kill you on the first shot.
Absolutely.
I want to know, there were all those stories, right, about, oh, there's going to be pressure. People are going to be offering you stuff. Nobody is offering to share their very expensive drugs with anybody.
Right.
That's kind of going back to Halloween when they're like, check your kids' candy in case drugs are in them.
Yeah,
who's gonna do that?
I'm gonna drop you know, $1,000 on freaking some kind of illicit narcotic and then mix it in with chocolate and go through all the trouble to make it and then hand it out. No
Yeah,
the candy alone is expensive enough. Are you out of your mind? So you have to study to get good grades. 71% had that. Grades were a big thing in my house.
They tried to make it a big thing. It didn't work very well.
Yeah, I didn't follow it.
I was a nerd.
My parents got really mad the one time when I got a C. That was like the worst, the end of the freaking world. It was all about, like, you got to get good grades, so A's and B's, you know.
Yeah.
Even though D's get degrees.
Yeah,
I don't know
that's
why,
right.
You know. Seriously, you don't have to try. You just need to squeak by. That's all you need to do.
That's true.
The world
unfortunately.
The world doesn't reward intelligence.
Nope.
It rewards loudness.
Good point.
Sorry. I mean, I hate to give you that dose of reality, but it is what it is. You have to go to bed by a certain time, 72%.
Never had that rule.
Yeah, definitely not.
Really, when I was like a kid, it was kind of like, okay, well, now it's bedtime. But, like, as I got older, though, it was like I was allowed to stay up, play video games.
You're tired the next day? That's on you.
Troll around online,
They would always say, just remember, you have to go to school.
Yeah. Right, well, that would be the thing. Yeah, my mom would wander down at, like, 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning and be like, you have to get up at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Yep. And be like, yeah, okay, Mom, whatever.
Dragging at 6
o'clock, I'm like, oh, God, everything's a mistake.
Yep.
You had a curfew, 75%?
Never had a curfew.
I guess I had to be home. My dad used to always, like, they would say stuff like, nothing good happens after midnight.
Right.
And then as I got older, it was a little bit later.
Everything great happens after midnight.
I used to mostly be out the latest when I was working.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it was mostly like, I'd never really, I mean, when you're a kid, it's like, yeah, like once it starts getting dark, it's like, all right, you got to be home in time for dinner or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, as I began to get older, it was like, hey, be home like at a reasonable time, mm-hmm. you know, which was like, you know, don't be out past whenever, mm-hmm. 11 o'clock. And like, as I started driving, it was like, look, like it's illegal to be out past mm-hmm. a certain time. Try to be home before then, because the thing is, like, if you end up getting pulled over and you get your permit suspended or whatever, that's like a huge headache.
Right.
You know? So it was kind of like there was, but again, it wasn't like a, you have to be home at 8 o'clock. Yeah. 8:01, you are grounded. You know, it was
like
never
sitting
any,
there waiting for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ridiculous. And number one, you had to do your chores. 75%.
I never had chores. It was kind of like you make the mess, you pick it up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got chores that I got paid for.
Oh.
So I learned how to financially manage money and do extra stuff that was not my job. Child just, labor. Free child labor. It was fine.
I just sold drugs. I'm kidding.
And it comes full circle.
I know. That's why you brought that up.
Let us know if you agree, though. Freaksatafreakaccident.com. If there's anything you'd add or take away. A few more, though, that were a little less common. Rules about dating, about half had that. About half had rule about getting a job, probably once you were able to work. Mm-hmm. Expected to participate in sports and extracurriculars, and 31% had rules about video games.
Hmm. Interesting.
Huh. A lot of that was no for me.
Yeah.
I got a job because I wanted to make money, because I wanted to be able to afford to do things.
Well, that's the thing. I got a job as early as I could.
Yep.
Because I wanted to, yeah, I wanted to afford video games. I wanted to afford doing things.
Yeah, I felt bad asking my parents for money all the time. Like, I felt like a moocher. Yeah. I hated that growing up. I couldn't wait to get a job.
And dating wasn't an issue because
no one wanted to date anyone.
Exactly. Yeah.
My face was the deterrent.
Yeah, yeah. My parents knew I don't need to have rules about that. Everything's going
to
be fine.
Yeah, I don't need to have the talk with him. His body does the talk for itself.
Up next, the 15 most common lies we tell. How many do we admit to using?
The early bird catches the worm, but the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is a freak accident. 'Cause I'm a liar.
Yeah, I'm a liar. We all tell little white lies from time to time.
Sometimes it makes people feel better.
Sometimes it's necessary to make people not take the bridge.
Yeah.
Well, it's also, little white lies are good for, like, when you're surprising someone with something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I'm going to be late from work, but really I'm going to get proofread or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always walk in and I go, I lied! I do. Every time.
Most people consider these types of lies to be mundane because the other person either may not care or may not even realize it's a lie.
Well, why wouldn't they happen on Tuesdays, too?
Mundane.
Don't look at me. Why are you looking at me?
You're the one that laughs.
In a new survey from our friends at South, West, North, South,
Swing!
SWNS. It's a survey that says 42% of people say they think their little lies are convincing, though. And another 42% admit that a lie has come back to haunt them. 51% of people say they feel guilty when they don't tell the truth, even for something small. Now, how often here do we feel like we tell lies?
I don't tell lies a lot. It's mainly, like I said, when I surprise.
Right.
I tell lies a lot. And actually, I know I do.
Wow.
Actually,
wow.
I might even say something to someone and I'll go, yeah, I have to do this. No, I don't. That's a lie. And I'll say it like right away. I'll own up. I will own up to it immediately because then I realize that I'm telling a lie as it's coming out of my mouth.
So she's a compulsive liar and knows it.
I don't even, like, they just come out of me. It's like.
It's like breathing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kara exhales two things, carbon dioxide and lies.
Like, she sucks in energy drinks and spews out lies.
She's a factory of drops and misinformation.
The lie will, like, word vomit out of me, and then as I see the words coming out, I'm like, nope, that's a lie. Like, I've definitely said that a lot. So
that your impulse, your instinct is to lie.
Yeah.
And then you correct yourself.
Yep.
Wow.
Telling.
Am I telling you the truth right now? You'll never know.
Mickey, you strike me as somebody who's honest to a fault.
Honest to a fault would be correct, and too blunt.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Which
we,
is
we
also
all know this.
Yeah, Mickey's not capable of even a white lie. She's just going to give you that depressive sucker punch right to your nose.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I try to be honest in most cases. Again, white lies do happen. You know what I mean? Every once in a while. Like, yeah, and you also can't help it from time to time. You lie to cover yourself. Why were you late? Oh, because of this, that, and the third. You can identify with that, Kara.
Every
I'm
single
sure.
week.
Yeah, right.
Every week.
Yeah, why wasn't this done? Why didn't this happen? You know what I mean? It's kind of like, every once in a while, one of those slips out, you know, and then... I mean, it's good portion of the time I'll end up admitting to it and owning up to it at some point. But I think we're all guilty of lying from time to time. Now, here are some of the results of this survey. The top 15 most common lies that we tell.
Okay.
Just like some of these, you know, just every day, day to
day. I'm going to get something done.
Well, a lot of them fall into that line of reasoning. Number 15 is, oh, I'm sorry, the email went into my spam folder.
Every day I say that about something.
You do?
Every single day.
It's such, I've used that one, it's such an easy and believable cover.
Yeah.
Rather than just admitting that you're incompetent, which, I mean.
Or not in the mood to answer your email
right
away.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, it was in spam. What am I going to do?
Oh, sorry, it's from you. I didn't want to answer right now.
That's usually my answer.
That's what you say, right.
But the polite thing to say is it's in spam.
Right.
No. Yeah.
See, I'm just being polite.
No.
I'm not a liar.
Right, yeah. Number 14, I've got a headache. So I guess that's kind of like a, I can't, I'm not in the mood, you know what I mean? Rather than
that's the woman one.
Ouch.
Wow. Yeah.
I've seen men use it before, so no.
For sex?
Yes.
Maybe.
What guy?
Maybe.
I was a bar manager many, many years ago. It is a thing.
Wow.
Ooh.
Not for me.
I mean, okay. But
don't pass a free meal.
There's nothing to say about that. He's like, I mean, okay.
This next one is just so, like, it is so ice cold in its simplicity and its delivery. That meal was nice.
I've said that once in my life. I remember I was at this one girl, her birthday party, and she was older at the time. It wasn't like a little kid birthday party. Her parents made a cake and it looked really good, and then there was fruit in it.
Ew, what kind of fruit though?
It was like mushy and I don't like the consistency
like
of it.
A jelly kind of fruit?
Yeah. And I was eating it and she gave me a big piece.
Oh.
So I was like, she's like, how do you like it? I'm like, and I'm like, just trying to eat it
not
like a
puke.
Duck.
Yeah.
Like,
oh.
Just.
Oh. Just keep it away from your tongue.
Yeah. Eat it like a duck. Just no chewing. Just swallow.
Oh, my God.
At number 12, I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Oh. Ouch. Why even bother if you're going to lie about that?
I don't know. The only time I could see that is like if you're really not feeling like going out, but maybe you have plans and the other person's like maybe texting you being like, oh, yeah, you know, we'll see you soon. Like, oh, yeah, can't wait.
Or
you
like
what I mean?
Maybe
it's
a
like,
work,
oh, God.
Like a salesperson.
Yeah.
Number 11, I'm not feeling well. Kind of goes along with headache. Number 10 is not necessarily a statement, but not disclosing the actual price of something that you've bought. Done it.
I have done that.
Yeah.
I'll say I paid, especially in a
relationship. You know what I mean? Like there have been times when like I've spent quite a bit of money on a gift for Hello Nurse, and she's kind of like, you know, oh, how much did you spend? It wasn't that much. Wasn't that big of a deal.
Hit it on the nose.
Yeah.
That's what I do all the time.
Well, because it's multifaceted. Number one, I don't want her to necessarily know that, hey, I screwed our budget for the next month. But also at the same time, it's like, I don't want you to feel guilty if the thing that you bought me is like less expensive. You know, it's not necessary and not important. It's just not something that we need to worry about. Mickey doesn't give gifts for anything,
right.
So she doesn't care. But normal people can identify with what I'm talking about.
But if you screw the budget,
it happens
that
from
would,
time to time.
No, sometimes communication gone. Wah!
I can't.
She's so mad at you right now.
Listen, know, there's never been a time when we couldn't afford things.
I
but
know.
I'm just saying,
I understand.
Yeah, your it's budget just, isn't all the money that you have.
I
it's,
know.
Yeah.
But it's still.
Yeah, I know. For you, that's like, yeah I might as
stress,
well.
Stress just went way up here.
Yeah, I'm scraping all the nails across all the chalkboards right now. Number 9 is funny. Don't know what happened there.
Yep. I say that a lot.
Huh, don't know what happened there.
I don't know what happened there.
There's another bedroom one from the guys.
Yeah.
Kara's face.
Oh, the computer must have glitched. I don't know how that happened.
My Facebook got hacked. Don't know what happened there.
Yeah, meanwhile, she's sending, like, it, frantically sending an email to, you know, Ali Zimbabwe or whatever. Like, please.
Doubling down on
please
it.
Please tell me you're real.
I'm calling
IT. Not yet,
I
have not yet received your wire transfer for the $4 million. Number 8, I got stuck in traffic. Number 7, sorry I'm broke. Have no money. Don't feel like going out. Sorry, I just can't afford it.
I do that with things where they're like, do you want to pay a dollar for this? And I'm like, oh, I don't have any cash on me.
Wow, charities. That's nice.
Not charity. Well,
that's usually the people that ask for a dollar.
I donate on a steady basis.
This next one is definitely that. Sorry, I haven't got any change.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I've done that. I actually have done that. And the context for it, though, was, anymore, I legitimately don't carry cash with me at all. But we were in San Diego for Comic-Con. And it was the kind of thing where, like, if somebody
right down the road from the homeless. Like,
yeah, no. Let me tell you something. San Diego is a cesspool of just like I said. I saw some horrible things in that city while I was there. But the homeless situation is out of control in that city. It is, I think, everywhere in California.
Yeah,
but like San Diego is like really bad. There were people you could not walk a block without getting accosted by at least 3 different people asking you for money. It's like, if I left the hotel with a pocket full of cash, by the time I even got to where I was going, I was broke because of just handing out money to people. You know, it's like, I did it for like the first couple people. Then like when I noticed like, wow, it's literally happening all the time. Like every time I turn around,
right.
I don't, these aren't like city goers who are just walking around. These are all homeless people looking for handouts. And it's like, I was like, I can't, you know what I mean? So you just start intrinsically, oh, sorry, man, I don't have any money on me. Sorry, I don't have any cash on me, whatever.
The one time I turn down a charity is when it's this time of the year and you go to the register. Would you like to donate a dollar? Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you like to donate a dollar? Okay. Then the person outside ringing the bell. It's like, I just did. Like, I really just did. I'm not lying.
Yeah, right.
You should get like a card or something that you could flash back. Yeah. Look, I've donated to multiple charities this year. I don't need me saying no, I don't want to donate to the Children's Miracle Network this time because I got a chapstick doesn't mean that I don't care about charities.
Right.
Well, and they should also all do the thing at the store where you round up the dollar.
Yeah, that's easy.
Because it's easier for someone to round up a dollar than to say, ding, 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 and those poor people sitting out there with
the
bell.
They get paid. What do you mean, poor people?
They do?
They get paid?
To ring the bell?
Yes.
I thought they were volunteers.
Oh, yeah. They're volunteers that are paid.
Well, that's not a volunteer.
Yeah.
That's an employee.
Welcome to the nonprofit industry.
That is, my life is shattered.
I know. Dogs. Number 4, I'm busy then.
Yep. I say that.
Nice to see you.
Yeah. Been there.
Every day when you walk past the sales pool. I am listening.
The worst is when you say that and then they go, what did I just say? And you're just like, I'm sorry, I'm running late.
I'm sorry, I'm out of change.
Yeah. I don't have any lies left.
Number 2, I'll do it tomorrow.
Yep.
That's to myself on a regular basis.
Here's yourself.
Number 1, though, I feel like I forgot. That's just being honest. Most times when something doesn't get done, it's just legitimately because I forgot to do it. Like, that's not a lie.
I think that's honesty.
It's just an excuse.
But it's an excuse. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I don't even think it's an excuse. That's honesty.
Well, it is an excuse.
Unless you remembered, chose not to do it, and then you say, I forgot.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's honesty, but it is also just an excuse. Like, yeah. It's not really like there's no reason for you to forget, like, other than the fact that you're incompetent, inept, unorganized, whatever. But it's like you did it. You're honest about it, but that's not a lie. It's just me saying, look, I forgot. I didn't do it.
Right.
I'm disorganized and bad at my job.
Fine line between truth and a lie, an excuse.
Yeah, there you go. We found the exception.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's You're actually going to wrap up the show. We are out of time.
Oh.
Yeah, we spent too much time talking about my detachable action man arm and Kara's inability to have any sense of cybersecurity whatsoever. So the things women are tired of being judged about, that's going to get pushed to next week. This is really cool, though. This new thing that we have coming next week on the show. I'm going to tease you and tell you about it in a minute, so you got to keep listening.
Oh,
first!
Oh, you dirty dog.
First is our website. It's afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. Every episode that we've ever recorded, produced, put together, and published is right there in the podcast section. We've got links to all of our different presences on social media. Which
Don't get hacked.
All are still currently intact. The shop is where you want to go, 5 p.m., on Thursday, the 3rd of November. Remember the 3rd of November. Shaw. The new t-shirt will be available in the shop along with our old t-shirt, which is still there. Both are just $21.99 plus shipping. And also, you can request free stickers in the shop section as well. Of course, wherever it is that you download or listen to podcasts, make sure you subscribe to this show. That way, we'll automatically become a part of your routine. And leave us a good review if you think to as well. That helps a lot. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason you want to subscribe, so next week's episode is automatically delivered to you, so you can enjoy this amazing new activity that Lazy E has developed.
Yeah.
It is called That Don't Impress Me Much.
Oh!
We are asking our audience to send us things that they think will impress us Ooh. About themselves.
Okay.
And then we will tell you whether or not it does.
So we get to judge people.
Wow.
It's going to be a judging show next week.
Tell us something about yourself. Tell us something. I would even go so far as to say.
On all of
them. Yep.
I would go as far as to say anything interesting at all that you think we might find impressive. It doesn't even necessarily need to be about you. Mm. Tell us like an interesting fact or something that you think will impress us. And we'll tell you whether or not it's actually impressive or if it's just. Whatever.
Aww.
We'll have that on our social medias.
It will be, yeah. So again, connect at the website.
If Kara doesn't get hacked again.
Yeah.
Afreakaccident.com. And again, our email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. Thank you for listening, and we will catch you again soon. Shaw. For a freak accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
'Cause I'm a liar. Party's over, dude.
Now, I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.